Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new bottled and bond Solomon Scott Rye Whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt. This 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
Something in each hand.
Yeah, that was quick, right? Anyways,
that's my what dad, she said.
Yeah, or I have practice. Anyways, welcome everybody to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but this is also Whiskey and Tiny's rapid tasting. I got that right. So
you said rapid tasting, yeah.
Rapid tasting. You know, we are here. The whole idea of this is to get this through. Tonight, you're going to read about what we're doing. I mean, he's going to put on the readers. We've got the different distillers on each side. Hopefully he can read that or he's going to use a light and
this
everything.
This is so much information.
This is unique. So he's going to give you, it's George Dickel and Leopold Brothers collaboration. And when I saw this in Iowa, when we picked it up, I just had to pick it up and try it. So there it is. And he's going to give you some information on it right away going in.
They put so much information on this label. It's crazy.
Well, it is. It's pretty nuts.
So this whiskey revives the lost tradition of blending heavy-bodied rye whiskeys produced on a 3-chamber still with lighter column still rye whiskeys to create a balanced, richly complex, and versatile spirit. Versatile. What are you going to do with it besides drink it?
It's versatile.
I guess it's versatile. I guess you could rub it on your corns. This marriage of Leopold Brothers 3-chamber rye and Cascade Hollow's own rye whiskey turns back the hands of time. So it's kind of like daylight savings. Returning to an era that saw these blends served at bars and saloons throughout America, both straight and in cocktails. And then the Dickel side comes with Nicole Austin has broken new ground at every career turn from her early days creating distilling industry trends in Brooklyn. That'd be in New York.
Yep.
To her adventures co-founding 2 craft spirit trade organizations to winning global accolades. Global.
Yeah.
Global accolades.
That means she's expanded out.
For her first release as general manager and distiller at Cascade Hollow. The Cascade Hollow component of this blend is a never-before-released traditional column still rye that expresses a vibrant, fruity character. So it's a lot like you.
Vibrant and fruity.
That's right. And then the other piece of this here is a 2020 James Beard Award nominee. Todd Leopold is one of the most respected and acclaimed pioneers in American whiskey. Over his 25-year career, he has revived a number of pre-prohibition spirits previously lost to the pages of history using old-world techniques and heritage grains. This three-chamber rye resurrects one such lost style with a unique floral and chocolate character. So we've got flowers, chocolate, and fruit. That sounds like everything you need for a funeral.
Flowers, chocolate, and fruit?
Yeah.
Or Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Guess you can tell where I am in my relationship status.
There you go.
There you go. This is 100 proof. Let's see. It's Leopold Brothers with their three chambers still. George Dickel with the column still. There is no age statement. I don't think there's an age statement. Nope.
Nope.
It's signed by both.
On the top is signed. Both, it's really kind of cool. I was trying to see on the top if it actually, if that actually is signed.
I don't think so,
but I couldn't tell. I couldn't make it out. But let's get into this spirit. One thing about Todd Leopold that you were reading, he basically pulled off and made that three chamber still. And Leopold Brothers is out of Colorado. They do a lot of things. Just smell already how much that just comes. It kind of
jumps out of the bottle.
Yeah. There was no doubt, though. This has been opened. I've tasted it. It has a flavor to it that's unique, but we're going to get into it right away. Our rapid tasting scales are based off of 100 scale, 25 for nose, 25 for body, 25 for taste, and 25 for finish. We are going to go at it right now. So there's a lot of fruit. I get a little bit of cherry. I get a little bit of citrus.
The color is a little bit on the lighter side, but
yeah.
The nose is definitely
big.
Big, yeah.
Nice, and I get that little bit of cherry, and I get just a little bit of citrus, but then I also pull in a little bit of like an ale, like a beer yeast, a yeasty aspect of it.
So you're getting like a little bit of the hops?
But I don't get, I'm not getting rye.
Yeah, there's, no. This actually smells more like a really young bourbon.
This, to me, is complex on how much is there. I like it. All right, here we go. Wow. That's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on right there.
It starts off, and you think it's going to punch you with some chocolate, and then goes away. Then it goes to cherry. And it's like the finish,
rye. It finishes like a rye.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
spiciness, but it's not overbearing.
Oh, right. But you're not even. And then there's like some apricot. I mean, it's crazy what all that goes on. Did we say the proof on this?
100.
100 proof. That drinks more like a barrel strength. God.
I'm almost getting like a watered down pomegranate.
Okay.
It's weird.
There's a lot of different things. I can taste. All I'm going to say is it's very unique. And so what you get with that three chambered pot still, which a lot of people have said they've done, but really the Leopold brothers are the only ones that have actually pulled it off where they're using all the chambers. You can make three chambers on your pot still, but you don't technically, you might not use them all. You know, it's a skill. There's a reason why there's not a lot of three chambered pot stills out there. So this is, and then you're combining it with so you could tell there's an aspect of finesse to it also, you know, that's very soft. And but then you got the spice. So there's a lot. It's complex.
Think this compares to George Dickel by itself? Because Dickel's a shelfer in a lot of places.
Yeah, but George Dickel is similar to... No, George Dickel is a lot more... What would you say? It's not complex. It's more one level. When you get when you drink George Dickel, you're getting that flavor, which is fairly good on their bourbons and their Tennessee whiskeys. I'm not... But there is a definite Dickel, what would you say, flavor profile. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have it. I can't taste Dickel.
You're going to hate what I'm about to say.
What?
You know what this kind of reminds me of?
Dickel.
Pot still. Willet pot still. That fruitiness, that floral.
I don't know what you're getting.
But it's, I mean, that's what I get when I drink a Willet pot still. I get fruitiness.
Wait a second. Floral. Wait a second. Here, I'll even say it. Okay, I know what you're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
Except when
for this is good.
No, this is what you'd want the pot still to actually taste like.
Yeah,
because that goes funky as shit, and it's everybody calls it the Willet Funk, but I don't mind it. I think it's unique, and I like the bottle, and I would drink it. I mean, it's a bourbon, and I enjoy the Willet pot still. And I like Rowan Creek, and I like... Noah Hill, you know,
Noah's Mill.
Noah's Mill, thank you. And, but this is them and then some.
This is like somebody took that.
Ooh, I'm getting like cinnamon apple now.
I
just picked up a cinnamon apple note on the finish. Like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like I cooked an apple and put cinnamon in and just...
Wrapped it in foil, a little butter, and put it on a fire.
There you go, but I don't know if I got the butter, but I got the cinnamon apple.
That's
cool that it comes out like about. I love it when a whiskey does that. Like it
changes as it warms up.
Well, no, at the end you're like think you're done, and all of a sudden vanilla pudding or apple cinnamon. You know what I mean? It just like it does that. Some do that, not all.
I know where you can get a pudding pop.
Okay. Anyways, I'm not going there. All right, so there you go.
The nose is definitely opening up more as it warms.
Yeah.
As it sits in the glass for a little bit. I've been rolling
Now I'm picking up a lot of apple. All of a sudden, the apple aspect on the nose, it's apple. It's like a red apple.
Yeah, I was going to say like a Macintosh.
Yeah.
Not like a Granny Smith or a yellow. Which I don't think yellows really smell like anything, but.
But like I said.
This is a.
This second time around is chocolate cinnamon. So I turned into a cinnamon bomb.
I definitely get...
Do you get the cinnamon?
So you get more chocolate. For me, that chocolate taste is more malt.
Well, I would say there, but it like that's exactly like a malted milk. But it starts to come, but that second sip just now is all with the whatever. I got a ton of cinnamon, and the first time there was not that cinnamon.
It definitely settles after the first.
Yeah, and this is a whiskey... Once again, this is what you want in whiskey. When you're drinking and you start and it's one thing, and as you go through, it becomes another thing. How exciting is that? I mean, how many drinks or anything that does it? So I just think this is a fantastic. Let's start off. You want to give it the, what are you giving the nose?
I'm going to give the nose a 22. I really like the nose. It's definitely strong. It's definitely there. You don't have to hunt for it. Yeah, I mean, this is.
I even pick up on the top like a caramel.
Do you get caramel? So that's the one thing I'm not getting.
Just go on the top of the glass now.
Are you sure that's just not leftover something in your mustache?
I haven't had a caramel lately there, Carl. Whiskey. Anyways, I get just a little bit of something up there that fantastic.
It's still a really. I mean, there's a lot of fruit that comes through.
Yeah. All through here, but there's a sweetness in the glass right now that wasn't quite there. Which...
Yeah, it's a 22 to me. I like the nose. I was not sure what to expect. So 22.
I'll give the nose a 21. Let's go to body. Wow.
Yeah, this really is a punch in the mouth.
Holy shit! I mean, I'm going to have to say for 100 proof, I'm giving it a 24.
Really?
For a body of 100, I've never, I honestly, it is in my cheeks. I feel it sting in my cheeks. It's on the top of my mouth, underneath my tongue, and the back of my throat.
Yeah, one little swirl, it's under the tongue.
Yeah, it you don't have that to chew it to get it. Yeah, it's fantastic as far as the body, so I give it a 24.
So the body for me is good. I think I'm gonna go 23.
Okay.
It's again for this being 100 proof.
I mean,
it's drinking like a 110.
Yeah, and it basically has probably one of the equal to one of the biggest bodies I've ever had on a 100 proof. So we're tied because I believe we're both at 40. Let's see, I gave it 21.9. You give it 22, and then
I'm at 45.
And I'm at 45 then. All right, so you go taste. What are you giving it as?
So on the palate, my whole tongue is engaged. I mean, it's not like I'm just getting sugar or salt or sweet. I got a little bit of everything. I got a little bit of that spiciness, almost a little pepper on the very tip of my tongue. I have the sweetness in the mid palate. This, for some reason, is trickling all the way into the back of the mouth. For me, it's not the best tasting that I've ever had.
Oh, right.
But for what it is, I'm gonna give it a 19.
I will give this a taste of 21. I would say that's pretty damn good. I give it a 21. All right.
Yeah.
So then the finish. Now the finish is what I expect in a finish. And I'm going to give the finish a 22.
Are you?
Yep. So. I think this finish with what happened with it to all of a sudden pop up the cinnamon apple was about a minute into it is just crazy.
So I like the finish because it's long. I don't have to feel like I have to keep sipping to keep the flavor in my mouth.
You don't?
And the other piece that I like about it is it's a little transformative. The longer you let it go, the different it does bring out different layers of flavor to me. I'm going to give it a 21. I like the finish. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite flavor profile, but I will hand it to the people that blended this that, I mean, they put something together that when it's done, it's not done.
So you went with 85.
I have an 85.
And I have an 88. So that puts us at 86.5, right?
That's correct, sir. So we don't do half numbers. So that's an 87.
Well, we do it when you divide it in half. We can't give half numbers, but it's an eight, average out 86.5, 87. I'll go with either or. Okay. So there you go, folks. This George Dickel, it's a Tennessee whiskey. We let you know all about how this was made, and it gets high scores from
two people that don't love rye.
Yeah, that as far as a rye goes, it's and tonight we're going to be covering a couple of them. So, all right, everybody, I'm Whiskey.
You sure
I'm
are.
Tiny. I'm Tiny.
How this many of you Whiskey. Had already?
Yeah, Jesus. One. And we are part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out on all the major podcast formats, and then also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And TikTok. That's going to be taken off in a little bit. I'm kind of done with TikTok.
Are you?
Yeah. It's just too much. There's too much shit flying all around, and I'm just going to kind of back out of that. But anyways, so check us out there, and remember. So
I could go on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys page and start walking up to people and saying, hey, I love your car. What do you do for a living?
Sure. Whatever. Okay.
One of the original TikTokers.
Was that really?
Yeah, it's off Daniel Mack. Yeah,
I love your
shout stuff. Out to Daniel Mack. I love your stuff.
All right. So anyways, remember, good rye equals good times and good friends. And get out there and live your life dangerously. Little Steve-O will take us out.
Maybe Little
Steve-O. Yeah, I got to actually turn it on for him to do that. We'll try it again. Yeah. Better.
It's like oompa music.
You can start switching us out for the next.
The way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right.
There we go. We're on to the next. We're setting up here. I will pull up the YouTube is ready to go. All right. Can you check Facebook just to see
if we got any comments?
Any comments? Because we could cover that in between and then we can get going. Our next one is The Hard Truth. That looks easy to open. So,
is it not open?
It isn't, but there's an easy.
Oh, there's an easy access for it.
Yeah, it's a good one. The Hard Truth. Just push on it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Who's watching?
Hello, Mike. Christopher Lopez. Who's watching? Hey. Brother Greg.
Greg Schneider. Christopher Lopez. All right.
He just said he's drinking a little Island Rooster.
All right. Welcome, Greg. Hang out because we're going to be doing 7. We're on number 2 right now. So you should turn that down.
I should, yeah, because it's reverberating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like it's a big deal, but we're just on Facebook.
Well, you know, Greg, just like Tiny always says, when it's time to relax, put a little cock in your mouth.
That's just not what you should be saying.
It's all good.
At least I get to edit that out because we're in between.
Oh, so you got to hang out with Ann. That was cool.
Greg did?
Yeah.
Oh, Ann is... So what did they do? What were they doing?
They said...
At Bardstown?
Nope. They went to Heidelberg, Ohio.
Oh, so, okay.
LCB at BBC. Andemic was there.
Yep. That's, BBC, I believe, is Bardstown Bourbon Company. So
he's going to Bardstown in the morning to begin production of our next 200 barrels of chicken cock rye.
All right. That's nice. Awesome. I wish I could be there.
I just bring a bowl and a spoon.
It's just like, wow, there's a lot of talk. Thanks, Greg, for jumping in. We're about to start our next
and
one.
Mike just wants to let you know that bourbon and radishes, that's a thing.
Yeah, that was one of the reels that we did. So Mike was part of that. We know that.
Howdy, Bourbon Brothers.
All right, so here we go for the next one.
Do you got to play music for every one of them?
Nah, we'll just skip the music on that. We're just going to go, I'll just strip it in. I've already got one. And what?
We can start off with the All Right.
Okay, 4, 3, 2, All Right!
Yeah,
welcome back to another Whiskey and Tiny Tasting, Rapid Tasting. Yep. I will get that right because this is Rapid Tasting.
Terrific, transcendent, 10-minute tasting.
And this 10-minute, or this rapid tasting is The Hard Truth. It's going to be kind of cool. I've heard about this. I'm going to open it, but you're going to read it. So you got the...
Yeah, can I just make a note? I mean, for those of you that are watching along, and actually there's quite a few of you, if you're watching and you're bourbon shopping, I don't know about y'all, but most of the time when I'm in the bourbon store, you know, if I'm at the liquor store, look at that. It just slops.
Oh, it was sucking itself back in.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to have to say something if you keep that up. Stop it. Wait. Yeah, that's about all you give Rachel.
That's the hard truth, Carl.
That's the hard truth. That's what it's called.
Whiskey. Oh, it's actually wanting to... It's trying to pop itself
out now. That's weird. So I don't know about y'all, but most of the time the people there are my age or older, like Jeff. And
we got to put the cover on anyway, so here you go.
So I want to say that whoever in the whiskey world thinks it's a good idea to put this in like 4-point font, you're not helping yourself. Tell the marketing people to use less words and bigger fonts.
Well, I think they got a lot of stuff that's required to be on there that they put on little that they
hope. This is all fluff.
Because
This is a hard truth. This is Henry Sipes. I hope it's not Sipes.
Sipes.
It's Sipes? Oh, good. So, thousands of years ago, man, now we're making shit up. Bourbon hasn't been around for thousands of years. Thousands of years ago, glaciers carved the magnificent rolling landscape in southern Indiana.
there you go.
Literally, that has nothing to do with bourbon.
Yeah, it has the limestone.
Brown County, Indiana's first pioneers, settled among those hills and hollers, bringing with them a legacy of whiskey making, a mix of old world tradition and early American ingenuity. Henry Sipes, Brown County's first known distiller, was among those pioneers. His spirits helped supply liquor establishments that cropped up in the county seat. In those establishments, Sipes and his fellow pioneers would sip on spirits and celebrate good lives, hard won in the wild. Our curated 4-year-old Sipes Straight Bourbon Whiskey is award-winning and double-oaked in a smoked barrel for an added depth of smoky flavor and savory complexity. An homage, not homage, homage. To the spirits crafted by Sipes. Raise a glass of Sipes and give a nod to the Brown County. Oh, that just doesn't read right.
Give a nod.
Give a nod to the Brown Countyans.
Countyans, yes.
Countyans.
Yep, Indianians.
I was worried when it just kind of cut off at give a nod to the Brown, I was worried where they were going. Of yesteryear and the pioneering spirit. Obviously, the age statement is 4 years. It says so on the bottle. Hard Truth Distilling Company. Thank you, Hard Truth. This is double-oaked in a smoke barrel, and it is 90 proof. With one of the most interesting corks we've seen in a while.
Oh, it did hold itself back now, but... Ooh.
This is like hours of fun. This is better than Legos for Jeff. I mean...
So, the hard truth of this is, and I love the name, I've heard of it, I've not tasted it ever, and I don't think you have either, right?
No.
So tonight we are going to.
I was always worried this was going to be my Scotchy Bourbon Boy's name.
We were with the hard truth.
No, the truth. Because of Carl.
Know that our bourbon or our this is bourbon or our whiskey rating scale.
Stop. We're supposed to raise a glass to Brown Countyans if we're following direction. Brown Countyans.
Yep, but our whiskey scale is based off of nose. Body, taste, and finish. And we give each category up to 25 points for a total of a perfect whiskey of 100. So, let's give this a nose.
Color.
I mean, this is
color's on a lighter side.
You know, this is 90 proof, and it is, but it's double barreled, and that's uniqueness. I've heard of it. I don't know a lot about it. So this is like a blind. Now, this is not their, this is probably their midline. This wasn't their base small batch, but this was not their. There was one bottle that was a little bit more expensive. I went with their midline because I wanted to just stick with the hard truth, right?
Well, there you go. I'm going to wait to see what you have to say about this nose because I know what my opinion is.
It's a little Bemisque. I get a little bit of of the peanut, and then I also get a little lemon and some floral notes.
Here, let me try that. Give me your glass.
What?
I want to see if you're sniffing the same thing I am.
I'm getting all that. I get a little wow. All right. So let's taste
it. That nose is so light. It is so hard for me to pick it up, and I have no idea why. I get a little bit of the smoke. I actually do get a little bit of the smoke. But, I would tell you this doesn't have a nose. Unless you just gave me rapid COVID.
Interesting. I don't even know what to say. That's one for the books. I'm really getting the lemon.
Are you?
It's just I like on the end, that citrusy, and it's lemon. It's lemony. Oh, it's like Skittles. It's like a lemon or maybe a lime Skittle, lemon or lime. It's the Skittle-est. It's just
90 proof. It's so watered down. It's really.
Yeah, but it's watered down, but it drinks.
It's a 90 proof.
I mean, it's really not fair for what we tasted right before.
Right.
It's not that.
Not really a hug.
No.
I'd get a little bit of dancing on the palate.
It's getting a little sweeter.
I agree.
A little bit more. All right. So the nose, I'm still picking up the lemon. It's pleasant. I will give the nose a 15.
15.
Mm-hmm. It's pleasant. That's you're not into hard, you know what I mean? You're not into like those. But as far as drinkability goes, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that you give me this. I don't want it. I mean, I drink it.
So I get the nose. I get a little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of smoke. That's all I'm getting. It's really a light, light nose. I mean, if you buy bourbon to sit like CT has like a nosegasm over bourbon. I mean, you know, half the time if he was here tonight, he'd be all nose in there going. I mean, he's like Darth Vader. So I mean, I don't think that, to me, this is too light. It's just too light.
That's why I give it a.
I'm going to give it a 10.
Okay. You're going to give the body.
You know, I'll tell you, for a 4-year-old spirit, that actually has decent flavor. It's not. I mean, it's.
It tastes got a drinkability.
It tastes a little beyond its age.
And don't think for one second 90 won't get you fucked up.
No, it'll get you there.
What's your body? Are you giving that?
Extra fat. Oh, you're talking about the bourbon. Mm-hmm. So again, you don't get the range of, you don't get the punch of flavor because it's 90 proof. The flavor you do get, I'm picking up a little bit of almost like a blood orange. Maybe that's, it's not quite blood orange because it's not that oranginess, but it's more of that sort than it is the lemon to me. It's not as it doesn't fill the mouth for me. So I think I'm going to be 12. Give it a 50%.
I would give it 11 because you get a little bit on the tip of your tongue. Then you get it skips mid-palate almost completely. Then I get it towards the back, but there's no other aspect to it. So yeah. I think the body's not the least, but one of its weak points.
For a 90 proofer, I mean, you're not going to get that big body either, right?
Well, some of them will give you that, but on this one, we're not getting it. Taste. So since I'll go first on taste, I will give the taste again a 15. My opinion is the taste on this one, I think the taste is good, but, you know, I will remember what it tastes like because there's that Skittle aspect, so I'll put that with the hard truth. But overall, it's just, there's not a lot. It's good. I mean, it's better than average. I mean, average is, like you said, 12 and a half. I give it a 15.
So I'll tell you where I'm challenged here is, you know, I think the first product that was widely distributed that had double oaked on it was Woodford. And that was just, that's such an exceptional product. And when people put double oaked on their label, I think mentally we're all expecting that wonderful caramel and, you know, the kind of that toffee that comes through in a Woodford product, the double oak. This could have been single oaked for all of the flavor.
Well, if it was single oaked, it probably was. I know that talking to Greg Schneider that, you know, you can save something that's average and make it a little bit better by putting in an oak again. Now, I don't know if that double oak was new charred American oak barrels, but it is saying that it is
double oak in a smoked
Kentucky
barrel.
Straight. Kentucky bourbon whiskey, straight bourbon whiskey, not Kentucky, but it's straight bourbon whiskey. So that means it had to be in a new charred oak to keep bourbon. Yeah.
So from a score perspective, I think I'm The taste is probably the highlight of this for me. It isn't unpleasant. It's just not a wow. I'm gonna go 13.
So the you get to go last on
the finish.
The finish.
There isn't one for me. There's just a little bit of burn. There's not. It's not transformative. It doesn't do anything for me. There's no hug.
It's short.
I'm going to give it a 5.
I would give the finish, I just give it a 10. So I score it a 51. You got lots of math to do.
I'm a 30.
Okay. So there you go. So 51, 30. We're going to meet 40, right at 40 and a half. So 41. So once again, it's a 90 proof. It's double oaked. So it, like you'd expect a little bit more double oaked doesn't deliver.
And their marketing is telling me they put it in a smoked barrel. I was intrigued when I was reading it, and all I get is a little bit of that smoke on the nose and just the ever lightest hint of it on the palate.
Right. From a whiskey standpoint, this would be a good whiskey for somebody 90 proof and they're starting out. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's got an okay flavor. It gives you some things to think about. You know what I mean? It just doesn't taste like your standard bourbon. And
well, you're not going to fry anybody with this either. So if you're trying to get your...
Yeah, and probably be good in mixers. So there you go. For our first time ever, this is the Hard Truth, the Henry Sipes, right?
Yep, from Brown County, Indiana.
Right. So there you go. We are Whiskey and Tiny of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. This is our rapid tasting. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And then also check us out on all the major podcast formats along with YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Remember, good whiskeys, good bourbons, good ryes equal good time. And everybody go out and live your life dangerously.
I noticed you're not putting good friends in there with me tonight. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Huh? It's good times, buddy. Huh? I'm just looking for good times.
Good friends. So, Whiskey's here. Let's get the friends the hell out.
All right. So next, clear. I'll get talking if there's anybody left on Facebook.
There is. We just got a shout out evening to Robin. Hey, Robin.
We got a couple people. We're going for our third tasting tonight. Let's see. That one was a little bit quicker, but we're at two tastings in 40 minutes, so we got to get going. Ooh, we're going to go for another bourbon. We're sticking pretty much to Indiana to start off, aren't we? So our next tasting is going to be Remus Repeal Reserve. Once again, another number six, I have not tasted yet. So that's kind of cool. And what the heck? I should be able to get in here. Yeah,
there. Hey, Greg, if you're still with us, when are we going to see another nifty release from Chicken Cock?
Well, I have it. It's double barreled. It's right behind me. We could probably substitute double barreled in. Want to do that real quick? I think it's right behind me.
Oh, we'll just add it to the list. We got a ton.
Where is it? It should be right. There's Peerless. Double barrel.
ACT. CT's on. He's like, are you guys done yet? I got stuff to do. No, we're on this is number 3 of 7 tonight.
Yeah, you just have to. Oh, okay. So Rachel asked if it has a scorpion in it. No, does not. And then it does not. All right. Other people. Okay, there we go.
What's up, CT?
It's just, we look amazing on camera. It's like, yeah, hey, look, what is this? What's this?
What's that look like?
What's that look like? Right there.
Yeah, right there,
bro. I got that close up of that for you, CT. All right, everybody. So we're about to do, you say it, but all right, here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Back again for another rapid tasting. I'm Tiny. This is
Whiskey.
And we are going to rapid taste tonight again. And we're going to do it for you. We've got Remus Repeal Reserve batch number 6. And we are
ready. That's one more than 5 and one less than 7.
And we are ready to go here. We've got our glasses here. We've got our Scotchy Bourbon Boy glass and everything. Check us out and everything. And then also
ScotchyBourbonBoys.com.
Yep.
Is it ScotchyBourbonBoys.com?
Yeah,
ScotchyBourbonBoys.
No. That wasn't available. Everything else is the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but our website is ScotchyBourbonBoys.com.
Awesome.
All right. So anyways, let's go. You're on. Put those things on, and it looks like a little bit. That black and white might be a little bit. I think you can even.
Oh, I think I can do that without.
Read it without the. Yep.
So this is Remus Repeal Reserve. This is number 6 in the series. This is, so just for those of you that don't know what these are, this is a blend. The blend is on the front of the label.
It's transparent.
So this is from 2022, the most recent release. This is another, you know what's funny? What's that say right there, Tiny?
Whiskey.
Straight bourbon whiskey, does it not?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to the blend. This is bottled at 100 proof. It is 2% 2008 bourbon. That is 21% rye. Mm-hmm. This is 27% 2012 bourbon, so that's 10 year at 21% rye. 29% 14 bourbon at 21% rye. 17% 2012 bourbon, so we're back to a 10 year. That's 36% rye and 25% 14 bourbon. That's 36% rye. So yeah. This is definitely going to be a little higher on the rye mash bill side.
Yeah, that's the MGP. Those are MGP mash bills right there.
This is distilled by Ross and Squibb Distillery in, I can't read that little, but it's in Indiana. So December 5th, 1933, Prohibition was repealed in the United States with the passage of the 21st Amendment. Thank you, Jesus. To the United States Constitution. To commemorate this milestone, Ross and Squibb Distillery created Remus Repeal Reserve. What's that?
CT just gave his fingers for my arm shot.
That's not to be fingered, CT. The 2022 limited edition bourbon leads with aromas of rich candied fruit with a hint of nutmeg and saddle leather. So that's leather that's been on your butt a long time.
Or a horse.
The initial taste includes candied fruit and fig jam, followed by oak and barrel char, mint and slight caramel, nutmeg, toffee, and honey. The finish offers a balance of sweet candied fruit and leather. That's exactly what you are, CT. Sweet candied fruit and leather. With lingering sweetness and rye spice. In short, Remus Repeal Reserve is the best we make. Or as George Remus himself might have said, some damn fine giggle water.
So you know who George Remus was, correct?
Yeah, he's a guy in the bottle.
George Remus was in charge out of Cincinnati of getting the bourbon from Kentucky to Chicago for Al Capone.
Oh, nice.
During Prohibition. So Remus was a very instrumental person because there was a lot of whiskey that had been distilled when Prohibition went in, and because they trashed it another, they would get the whiskey in the streets of Chicago and bust those barrels open, but that was after it was already delivered. They weren't doing that in Kentucky. It wasn't against the law to have whiskey. It was against the law to make whiskey and sell it. So they were destroying those barrels in Chicago because they were selling it. So here we go. So
nice, a little bit darker color.
I've never had the Remus bourbon. I was like the rye always. It's a high rye bourbon, but here we go. The nose a little bit better nose. I get a little bit of caramel.
A little bit of nutmeg.
I'm getting mint. Like a menthol. Not an ethanol, but a menthol. Almost like a breath mint.
Did you smoke a cool before we did this?
I'm cool, but I didn't smoke one. All right.
Yeah. Like a toffee. A lot of soft toffee, a little bit of nutmeg. I don't get the fruitiness so much that they talked about.
I'm going to tell you. Nice body. But the flavor is, I would say I'm getting like a tea. A very tea-like, like a nice tea effect. I'm not getting caramels or chocolates or cherries.
I'm going to give this a quick wash.
You're cheating. I get cigar. I get tobacco on the finish.
I'll do that.
Cigar. This is a bourbon. I'm not going to complain about this bourbon. That's for sure. I would drink this.
I've had batch 4
it's heavy.
And batch 5, mm-hmm. and this is not as good as either of those, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah. I get a little bit of smokiness. What they were talking about, I don't even get the...
I get a little bit of caramel, toffee more than caramel.
All right, I'll give you that, but it's almost like it's like...
It's so slight.
It's almost like coffee.
And then that little bit of nutmeg. I definitely get that.
Yeah, but... In the way that...
I don't mind the nose. It's just, it's a softer nose.
All right. I'm ready. You ready? I will go on the nose on this one. I will give the nose a 16. Because it's there, but it's also not all my favorite bourbon smells. Okay? Nutmeg. There's a little bit of leather. This is like... And then there's a little bit I can pull that toffee out just somewhere. But then it's almost like I get a cigar. There's a place where, like, at the top, it's smoky, like what's left over, like what your clothes smell like after you smoked a cigar. You get that.
Or maybe not when you smoked it, but your buddy did in the golf cart.
Well, yeah. Whatever on the clothes.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. So I give it a 16 on
that. I'm going to be like a... I think I'm going to be a 14.
Okay. So you go body. The body probably.
Body's pretty decent. I mean, it does spread through the mouth.
I give it a 20. Yeah. I went before, but I'm going to just say you can have a bourbon that tastes like total shit and have a 25 body. It just fills your mouth with shit. You know what I mean? We've always said that. So I give it.
I'm going to be a 22. This is a pretty full body.
I like the body. I think the body's the strength of this.
I mean, it does give you a full mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely get a little of the corn, but that's, yeah. So I'm.
All right. So you taste. You go for taste. There was a little toffee there.
Yeah. So I get a lot of the ethanol. Which is weird because it's only 100 proof, which I shouldn't get that much ethanol, which tells me the other flavors are more subtle. I definitely get a little bit of caramel. I definitely get some leather.
I get the leather. I get more like the bounder, the leather of, a leather bound book.
Yeah.
Not saddle leather. Saddle leather has like dirt, and I don't get saddle leather.
Yeah, and butt juice and stuff.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do for the taste?
I don't mind this taste, but it doesn't set my world on fire. I'm going to be 15.
I'm 15. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give it taste wise. I'm going to give it. I give it a 20 and a 16. I'll go back to. I think it's better than the nose, so I give it an 18.
Interesting.
Then finish for as big of a body as it has, you'd wish it have a longer finish. It's a medium longer finish. Yeah. It's not long, but at the same time, that's when those leathers. So I'm going to drop down to, I think it's a medium finish, but it's not for me, what's left in my, I don't want leather in my mouth. I want something like a sweet finish. I don't like it when it's real oaky. Those are not my favorite finishes, you so prefer, I'm going to go.
You prefer the ball gag?
Anyways, 14.
14 for you. So I'm going to tell you, for me, the finish is actually the strength of this. Only because the flavors change for me. So I get, you know, I do get almost like that initial finish. It's like I just lick the outside of an Arturo Fuente. That dry tobacco becoming wet. But then I do get a little of the almost like a gingery nutmeg, and then it kind of moves over into kind of that leathery kind of flavor. So for me, I think I'm going to give it a 16. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. If it was at the bar and I was sitting there and this was a so the question really here is value, because this is a $120 bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't think this drink's like $120.
Well, 60, I give it a 68 total. And if I'm a $120 bottle, I want it to be 80 or above. Yeah. That's just my opinion, but it's at 68. But once again, you giving me a pour of this, it's definitely,
you're not going to turn it down.
A decent pour.
If it was this and a whole bunch of shelfers sitting at the bar, I'd probably go for this, depending upon what the price point
is. So what are you at?
What am I at? I'm at 64.
So we did a 66 out of 100 for Remus Repeal Reserve. Yeah,
I want number six.
Yep.
Number it's important six. To note that it's important to note the batch number.
Yep, because all batches are different, and you know what? It's like they got to be different for different people. Yep. Some people would absolutely love this. You like cigars? You like that oaky, not oaky, but that leathery tobacco kind of flavor? Then this is your bourbon.
If we were sitting out on the back deck right now, and we each had a short story. We were puffing away on that and sucking on this. I think this bourbon could really
go with the cigar. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not big on now some cigar blends when they, you know, Joseph Magnus cigar blend. Right. It's fantastic. I'm not saying that, but this one is not what I'm hugely a fan of. But I know some people are. So there we go. 66 out of 100. That is the Repeal Batch bourbon Remus. And it's
Remus Reserve number six.
Yep. Repeal Reserve, right?
Repeal Reserve.
Okay, number six. All right, everybody. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out on all the major podcast formats. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. And until the next tiny and whiskey tasting, we bid you good night. And remember, good bourbon, good whiskey equals good friends and good times, and go out and live your life dangerously.
Yeah.
Boom. All right, guys. Next, we're going to go next. I'll monitor that. CT says that he loves watching us, like watching David Letterman and Jay Leno in the same show. It's just like, okay, next?
Which one of us has the big chin?
Well, yeah, exactly. We know who Jay and Leonard. I got the beard. It's just I haven't owned up to the color yet.
Oops, sorry.
As we go forward. All right.
Oh, this hasn't been cracked.
All right. I'll crack it while you get the cups.
Oh, yeah. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching on Facebook and listening on our podcast.
Raise a little hell and make a little
noise. All right. This is the Traverse City Whiskey, straight rye whiskey for the state of Ohio. It came out this week. I'm scared on this one. This could be the kind of rye that I don't exactly like, but I haven't had it. We're gonna do it. My son lives right next to Traverse City, and we will be getting, yes, this is a rye, straight rye whiskey, barrel proof. Nice. This is 6 years old, 117.4, I believe. Proof 58.7. 117.4, right? It's single barrel private select for the state of Ohio.
Jeez.
All right.
Chris says he's got to go because he's going to be a tater and go set a chair out for tomorrow morning.
Yeah. We're wondering what we're going to do for... But it's a big day in Ohio for that. That's for sure.
I'm going to... Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to see if I had to read something.
Here we go. Next.
All right.
Welcome back to another Whiskey and Tiny's Rapid Tasting.
Rapid Tasting.
I'm Tiny.
I'm Whiskey.
And we are ready to taste Traverse City Whiskey Company Ohio single barrel pick of straight rye whiskey barrel proof. 6 years.
BP.
All right. So get right into it.
Fantastic. So again, you got to get these cheaters out because I'm old and this print is too small.
And we're rabid tasting.
Oh, and you know what? To make the, again, thank you, bottle manufacturers, for putting this in italics, because it's not already so small you can't read the damn stuff. Let me see here. Traverse City, Michigan. This is bottle number 50 of 204. That's not a lot of bottles. Proof is 116. The barrel fill date was 2016, and the bottle date was 2022. So this is
6 years,
6.5 years old. 6 years, 9 months. Char level was number 4. Bottle count was 204. There's a little bit of here. For this barrel proof release, we've selected rye whiskey from our most exceptional barrels. Aged for more than 4 years, the result exhibits traditional notes of spice, followed by a warm, buttery finish. God, things that pop into my mind. Crafted to enjoy, neat or nice. On the rocks. Cheers. Cheers to you, Traverse City Whiskey.
All right. So what do we got here? There was one other thing right there. What does that say?
It's worth 5 cents in Michigan.
Oh, that's what it is. All right. So here we go. We got it ready. It's no longer. We'll put a little bit in each one of our glasses. We'll see what happens because I'm excited for this because my son has just moved to the city right next to Traverse City, and I plan on visiting the distillery, finding out more about it. He bought me a bottle of their standard bourbon. I drank that on, I forget which holiday, and it did the trick. But this is a special
6.5 years.
6.5 years.
I'll tell you, the color for me is a little light for a 6.5 year.
Well, it is aging in Traverse City, Michigan. So they're distilling their own stuff.
It doesn't get the temperature change that they do in KY.
So
that's why you talk about butt stuff and you like Kentucky. Because its initials are KY.
That's why I called you Whiskey and spelled it with KY at the end.
Yeah,
because of Kentucky.
K-E-Y.
No, you can spell it however you want, but... I put it up there, right there on the thing. So you think that's what I put up, but when it goes up on the titles, it's just...
So I'm not going to lie. I like this nose.
There's a little bit of mint, a little bit of chocolate, and then there's a little bit of rye spice that, like the rye seed.
Yeah. So there we go. You get the spiciness of the rye definitely is coming through. Yeah, I like that nose.
That's interesting. Ooh. Damn chocolate finish of insanity.
Dark chocolate for sure.
Oh yeah, it goes big time.
Dark chocolate. A little bit of cherry. Just a little.
That body is freaking insane. Damn. Mm. Damn. Wow.
I get a little mint on the very back end.
Yeah. Dark chocolate with mint, like Andy's candy.
Yeah, almost.
Not as sweet, but...
Not as minty either.
Yeah, but what's left as far as the finish is after you've eaten an Andy's candy. That's exactly what's left. You know, the whole reason of having a mint after...
Say that 10 times to run fast.
Andy's fucking candy.
Andy's candy.
Annie Candy?
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying.
Or are you talking about Ann Dimmick?
No, no, God. Okay. We can't talk about her candy. Her husband's huge.
I wasn't... I was just wearing... Hey, wait a second. Wait, no, it was
what,
not.
What happened?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we gave you some things.
Nice nose.
Our rating system is simple. It's 25 points for each category. There's four categories. Nose, body, taste, finish. So we are getting ready to go. And I would say the nose on this for me is a 19.
That's exactly where I am.
Because... And I think the nose is the weakest point.
It's not bold.
It's not bad, and whatever.
But it's got a nose, which
yeah.
After a couple of the things that we've
I would if I wasn't picking up that rye spice, you know, which I'm not a fan of, I would say the nose could be like a 23 or 24. But I pick up that rye spice, and it kind of stings my nose, and I'm just not. That's what drops it to a 19 for me.
See, for me, I'm not getting. I mean, the spice is on the nose, but
I'm almost getting like rye bread on the end, and I'm just that. I'm not that, but still, you give it a 19. I give it a 19. Let's go body. I don't think you get a bigger body in anything. I'll give it a 24 only because it's insane. There's no chew and it's everywhere. It's delicious and it lasts. It's like, it's on my cheeks. It's everywhere. It's second time tonight I've had a really nice body on a whiskey.
We don't talk about that.
All right.
What happens before the podcast doesn't happen.
All right. So what are you getting?
So I do agree. This is a very full body. It's touching all the good parts of my mouth. Not like Jeff when he touches the bad parts.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Tiny.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Just what I was wondering. No, they don't know who that is. What you were talking about?
Oh, everybody knows who it is.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Oh yeah,
they do. No, they don't. Anyways, go.
Anyway, body. I'm not as in love with it as Tiny.
That just sounded like you're in love with me more than you are with the nose. And I don't think love enters into anything right
love
there,
you,
brother.
Jesus God. Now I sound give
him,
like,
wait, give now him, I sound give like, him some whiskey.
Now,
yeah.
Now I sound
hey,
like
Super Nash. Yeah, it was just perfect.
I love you, brother. I love you, brother.
Yeah.
Even got a little South Carolina in there for
you. Yeah, you did. Thanks.
I love you, brother. Super Nash, shout out.
Making me squirm.
Yeah.
Anyways, come on.
It's not a thing until I walk around and go,
you know, this is supposed to be rapid.
Look, I got your bottle.
Yeah, rapid.
Okay, body is 21 for me.
Okay, so we are now going to taste for a rye. Good. I got to give it a, I mean, geez.
Wow, yeah, I don't hate this. And again,
I'm glad I bought the, I'm just absolutely, the state of Ohio, good shout out. I'm glad I bought this bottle. I wasn't sure what to make of it. I knew I wanted the barrel strength.
You know who went on this pick?
Yeah.
A bunch of bourbon lovers.
Well,
because
I know Ann went.
But I mean, people that love rye would have picked something, I think, that was a lot more bolder and a lot more rye. You know what I mean? It'd be a whole lot spicier. This was a bourbon pick.
I mean, you're talking 117.4 proof.
Yep.
And this is drinking very drinkable.
Super drinkable.
I put this up high praise. So taste, I gave the body 24. I'm going to give the taste a 22.
I'm going to give it a 20. So it's still a rye. I don't love ryes. The rye definitely comes through on the palate. But there's so much more going on there that it deserves a 20.
So now comes to the finish. Long finish. It's dark chocolate and mint, and you have a minty flavor left in your... I'm going to give the finish a 23.
You're going to die. I'm going to give it a 25. Ooh. This finish to me, this finish is... It's long. It transforms. I'm getting different flavors the longer it sits. It doesn't have a Kentucky hug because it doesn't need a Kentucky hug. I love the complexity. Love it. So I'm a 25. This has got a great finish. I'm at 85.
And I'm at 87, so we gave this an 86.
That's strong.
Out of 100.
So value-wise, what did that bottle run?
Oh, this bottle was, with tax out the door, $95. So, damn. So,
I got to tell you.
I'll walk out the door with another one. I would.
Yeah, $95. I think that's a $95 bottle.
Plus, this is bottle number 50 of 204. When you pick up on, you know, you pick up the 0, 50, 100, you know, that's kind of a, it's cool bottle to have.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, everybody. Traverse City Whiskey Company has really got my attention.
Isn't that the number you wear in the seniors' wiffle balls league?
I don't know what you're talking about. I play dodgeball. You know that. Anyways, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Anyways.
That's what I tell my wife.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us for another Whiskey and Tiny's Rapid Tasting. Make sure you check us out, www.scotchybourbonboys. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter, and then all the major podcast formats. And
if you want some glasses, we got a little bit of merch online, some t-shirts like Jeff is wearing. And yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us and listening to our rapid tasting.
Yeah. Once again, remember, good bourbon, good rye, good whiskey equals good friends and good times, and make sure you go out there and live your life dangerously. All right, next.
Peace.
Nice. All right, we got one right now. We dwindled down, but we'll pick up more. So how it works.
CT's going to get some wild turkey.
Yeah, 101. Cast strength or double barreled, one or the other. All right, I know where that one goes. We won't balance it, though. We're going to have to figure out other glasses soon.
We are. I think we've gotten to our last two.
Can
you order more of these?
Yeah, they're in the back room.
No.
You just throwing them on the table now?
I know. I have it. That way you know which ones are washed, because I really don't want to drink somebody else's spit. You want to do Old Carter now, or do you want to do a rye? Old Carter?
No, do the Watershed rye. We stick with the rye.
That's the highest proof.
Okay.
So we'll do this right.
Laws.
Hope this is as good as the one I tried out in Colorado. This is not an inexpensive bottle.
It isn't?
No.
All right. We're going on to the number, I believe, 5. So here we go. 5 to 7. All right. Woo! Welcome back. To another Whiskey and Tiny's Rapid Tasting. Arr. I'm Tiny.
I'm Whiskey.
And we are part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcasting team. We are doing rapid tasting of Laws. Saw Lewis Valley Straight Rye.
And this is cask strength.
Cask strength. So, remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can check us out on www.scotchybourbonboys.com.
Scotchybourbonboys.com.
All the major podcast formats and YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yep.
All right. So we're checking out what we got here. Laws and Whiskey will do his thing.
I don't do that on podcasts. Yeah, so for those of you that aren't familiar, Laws is based in Colorado. It is Colorado Distillery. They age their whiskey in Colorado. Their claim to fame, if you ever have a chance, they have a great tour. They got a great little tasting bar. They do sell bottles out of their distillery. I had a chance to go out there last year and take the tour and meet the people, and it was actually a very good time. So it was a nice little tour. I think it was all $10. So for those of you that are used to Kentucky prices for tours, this one is refreshing.
I only like the Buffalo Trace prices.
Because that's free. Yeah. So one of the things, I'll read this and then I'll maybe share a little bit about the distillery. So this is San Luis Valley Straight Rye Whiskey Cask Strength. So the cask strength is only comes out a couple of times a year. They do have a rye, a bourbon, and I want to say a whiskey that's usually available on the shelf. Limited distribution, so it's not available here in Ohio. Actually, don't think it's available in Kentucky. This bottle came to me through a business trip to Maryland. So in our pursuit of... This looks like terror-driven, but I'm sure that's not the word. Unapologetic whiskey. We found this individual barrel to be definitive of what originally drew us to the semi-wild rye cultivated in the San Luis Valley. Deep perfume and taste of mint, anise. I'm glad you're not reading this. Salted toffee, orange peel, a suggestion of maple, and a Serrano-like peppery finish that radiates into a complex, long finish. I need to work on marketing. We hope you fellow whiskey hunters will appreciate this uncut cask-strength rye. The only age statement is it's aged at least 3 years. I'll tell you, for when I was there, I think most of these cask-strength releases are aged a little bit longer than this. This is barrel B21. It is 120.4 proof. The interesting thing about Laws is... one of the claims to fame is they are a farm-to-the-table distillery, which, what does that mean? Because that's kind of a fancy thing nowadays. All of the grains that go into Laws are sourced in Colorado. And one of the things that they love the most is this rye that comes from the San Luis Valley in Colorado. Basically, Laws, as well as a couple other Colorado distilleries, are the only ones that are using it because they buy it all. So, Al Laws founded this. He's got an interesting backstory. If you ever get a chance to meet him, you should ask him how you came into bourbon. And we're going to give this a go. So what do you think, Jeff?
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Because this nose is the nose of... Now, I don't get formaldehyde. I'm not getting that, but it's the kind of rye that... Once again, everybody, there's certain ryes that just don't go well with me that absolutely people love, but I just can't, I don't see it. And that's the great thing about whiskey and bourbon. If you don't like it, I'm not going to sit here and trash the living hell out of it or whatever because I don't like it, because of the fact that I understand that other people have different tastes and they love this. So Seagrass Rye was one. Also Heaven's Door were ones that I was not happy with.
Oh, Heaven's Door. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The nose has a astringent dill, picking up a little bit of dill. I'm picking up a little bit of whatever that flavor is. I don't like, and I won't say. All right. Anyways, let's give it a taste.
Whew. Wow.
So you're going first on all this.
Am I?
Yeah. You just go first off the first ones because I want to know, because I know you aren't the huge fan of rye.
I'm not a huge fan of rye.
There's not that chocolate mint that I like. I'm picking up a little bit, I would say. The only aspect, there's so much dill on the nose. This would make a good mixer for a Bloody Mary, a rye Bloody Mary. Put that in there, and that's okay. So you're going first. What do you think of the nose?
I actually like the nose. To me, it's got the spiciness of the rye, but I'm still getting the undertones that I love about bourbon. I don't have a lot of the ethanol that's coming through for this being that the proof it's at.
I don't get any bourbon-esque aspects of it.
You don't?
I get
a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of that rye spice.
I get the rye spice, but I get dill, and there's just a... I just got a salt. It's salty. It's salt. Dill with salt. And then...
How do you get salt out of this?
I'm getting salt. I'm just telling you what... This is the kind of thing that's why. I mean, it's like you're tasting a whole different thing of what
I am getting something completely different from you.
Yeah, but my palate, when it gets this, it just goes... It just... Like I said, I get... To, like, I... You give me the price. You give me the price on the nose. What you're giving it?
I'm going to give this nose a 19. I actually like it.
Oh God. Okay, so I'll give it a 10.
Wow. So you get to be the Russian judge for this one.
Look, you gave it a 19, so that rose my score a little bit.
I'll admit, you raised your score to make it a 19.
I rose it to be a 10. Oh, God. I got to taste it again. Oh.
I'm going to make you drink a full glass.
Mm-mm. That's it. It's so salty and briny.
You're so bad. It is not.
It's salty, briny, and dilly.
Wait, is this bringing back memories from when you were in prison?
No, it doesn't. It's horrible.
It's not.
I have better memories from prison. I'm sorry. Well, once again, everybody, it's just my palate.
Yeah, you're wow.
This is the kind I don't like. Evidently. And it's not, I'm not saying that everybody else shouldn't like this. This is a bad rye. This is the kind of rye that I understand that people, just because I don't like it doesn't mean you're not going to like it. So, this is why you're drinking it next to me.
For me, it's very anise forward. So that black licorice flavor.
Where is black licorice?
It's everywhere in this glass.
No, there's no black
licorice. It's everywhere in this glass.
I like black licorice. Let me see. You're making me drink it again. You're making up there's black licorice. So I
no, absolutely. There's all kinds of black licorice in this flavor profile. I got black licorice. I've got just a little bit. Clearly, that you get the baking spices.
Know what the black licorice? It doesn't go black licorice. It's just this pure dill salt. But I see where you're saying it's black licorice.
Yeah,
I see it. Okay, maybe I could pull it out on the finish a little. But then I got this. I feel like my breath is done something weird. It's just like okay, so. Taste-wise, I have to give the taste, my opinion on the taste is an 8. I gave the nose a 10, but the taste is an 8.
So for what don't we do body second?
Well, we'll do taste and then I'll do body because body, I just didn't want to just, I got the really bad things over with first.
Okay. So for me, the taste is actually pretty pleasant for a rye. it's really encircling all the parts of my palate. I get a lot of anise. I get a little bit of almost like a touch of caramel. Lots of baking spices, like the hard baking, like spice cake on steroids.
If salt's a baking spice, I gotta agree with you. And dill pickles.
How can you taste dill pickles and salt?
It's what I'm tasting.
Oh, that is so weird.
It's not, at least it's not formaldehyde. That one tastes like I got formaldehyde. That's not it.
But. So I'm going to give the taste of this a 20.
Okay, so we'll go body. I can go 15 on the body. It fills my mouth with the horrible taste to me. Very, very well. There's no doubt. That's a strong point of this.
It definitely goes everywhere. I'm a 22.
And then finish. It can get an 11 because there's a little bit of black licorice that I can pull out, like 1/8 of a percent point. So I'll give it 11. So it'll finish better. So. I'm at 10, 21, 29, 39, 44.
Yeah, so the finish for me, what I like about this particular rye.
How can you not smell dill pickle?
Because I've eaten a lot of dill pickles, and that doesn't smell anything like
it. Oh, my God, I love dill pickles. I just don't like dill pickled rye. I'm not looking for, and I even tasted pickle-flavored bourbon is okay, but not the rye. Whatever that pickle, that salt is just hits a thing in my brain.
So the finish.
I'm not going to be able to have sex for a week.
Because you're going to be thinking about pickles?
No, because it hit that thing in my brain. Mm-hmm. You know how some make you amorous?
I got to tell you, there's nothing about a dill pickle that would prevent me from. Yeah. So anyway, For me, the finish, I really like the finish. It stays forward in the palate, which is a little bit weird. A lot of times the finish for me moves to the throat. Not a big hug for the proof. But I'm going to give the finish a 22.
Okay. So what are you at?
I'm at, what am I at, 82?
I'm at 44.
I don't think there's ever been something you've liked this little.
Yeah, but you have to understand, you're hitting the notes that this is the part of rye when I was first tasting ryes, why I didn't like rye. But there's other ryes that you know, and it's just, I understand, you gave it, this is why we illustrate it. You got to go with what you like.
Right.
So,
which is why I bought this bottle instead of their bourbon.
So you were at 82, you said?
Yeah.
And I'm at 44. So 72, 54, 62.
Where were you, 44?
Yeah, we're like at 60.
So we're 21 points apart. So you take 21 out of your 44, you were at 63.
Right.
So
63. There you go.
Well, I got to tell you, Laws, Al, I like this. Evidently, Jeff doesn't.
Well, and I'm not saying I don't. They got bourbon and they got other stuff. That's true. I mean,
in all fairness, when you go there, you get a flight and you get their bourbon, their rye, and I think a whiskey. I'd have to go back and look at my pictures and see what I drank. I tried the cask strength down at the bar, and I like this the best.
I would say it's full. It's full bodied. There's nothing wrong with how it was distilled. It's just not my flavor profile. And it's like you got to be honest when you're on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're on the tasting.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
Right.
Interestingly enough, the same grains they use on this, we sampled from another Colorado distiller, but it was bourbons, and you like that better. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just the mix of the rye and the corn here.
It's just the rye. I mean, you give me a bourbon, actually, it's going to be a whole different
thing. This might not have any corn in it.
I mean, I loved Heaven's Door bourbon and their Tennessee bourbon, but their rye was just rancid to me. I mean, wow. It was just horrible. All right.
Well, I, for one.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers. 63 out of 100 between the two of us. One loved it. One did not. But that's the way it goes in the whiskey world. I don't think he's a piece of crap because he likes something. I don't. And he probably does think I'm a piece of crap. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't think it. And that's what it's supposed to be, because we both shared a pour and we had interesting talk and conversation. And that's what whiskey's about. It's about good bourbon, good rye, good whiskey, good friends, and good times. Remember, everybody, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter, and then all major podcast formats. And then
go out and live your life dangerously.
You said it. All right, everybody.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers. Next. All right.
God, you really hated that.
It was rough.
Man, I thought you'd love it.
But you can understand now what I don't like.
Evidently.
You tasted it, but we're about to do the last rye, and then we'll finish with the Old Carter.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, you got to go get the, I'll go get the, quickly.
The glasses?
Yeah.
I think we only have enough for one more.
What?
Tasting. No, there's only one glass left in here. Okay, everybody out there in Facebook land that's following along. CT, are you still listening?
What?
I'm looking to see who's still with us.
CT left a while ago.
That's too bad.
He might come back.
Maybe you need to send him some more elbow butt pictures.
All right. Down to our last two, folks. We are set. There we go. Are we ready? Yeah, we really have been holding at one the whole time. So, what time?
That is
10:40. I don't know.
It's me.
No, you don't count. Neither one of us.
Why?
Just we don't.
Because we're admin. Because I'm an admin. I'm not an admin.
At one point, it dropped to zero.
Oh.
And you were here.
Well, my phone might have timed out.
Okay. All right, everybody. Are you ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Woo! Yeah. Welcome back to another rapid tasting.
Rapid.
Of It's Whiskey and Tinies Rapid Tasting. And we are from the podcast, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And we are going to rapid taste tonight Watershed Rye 6-year limited release rye whiskey. So
we sure are.
You're going to need, on this one, you're going to need a little bit of things. So there's a little bit of history while he's getting ready to read it. I was down at Watershed when Aaron Harris was the master distiller. And I was in this barrel 2 times. And it was fantastic the whole time when it was 5 years. Now it's 6 years and they bottled it. Put it up for a lottery. Me and CT did not win the lottery, but they released any bottle that was not given away or purchased the day of the lottery and picked up in the right amount of time at the distillery where we met, got 2 bottles, and we have this here right now. Watershed is an Ohio-based distiller and out of Columbus, and we've been down there, and... whiskey's doing some proofing.
I wanted to see how that works. You know what? It works.
It does. Holy work. Crap. It tells you.
It does.
Yeah, but you that really got to so get cool. a feel for it. So there you go. Here he goes. He's got some information off the bottle.
So Watershed Distillery, in celebration of more than a decade of independent distilling, our straight rye whiskey is the result of patience, tradition, and an unrelenting commitment to crafting the most exceptional spirits. This extremely limited release was created from a hand-selected barrel, 100% distilled, aged, and bottled on site at Watershed, layering rich and complex notes of caramel, vanilla cream, maple sugar, and bold rye spice with notes of soft oak. That's something you should be used to, soft oak. We hope you enjoy sipping it as much as we enjoy creating it. This is non-chill filtered. It is distilled in Ohio. It is batch number 1. And it is 122.8% or 122.8 proof. 61.4%.
I'm looking forward to this.
If it was 128% alcohol, we'll both be dead in 5 minutes. You have been looking forward to this. Wait. You opened it and sampled it already.
Oh, yes. We did this with Matt Lysen of Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is a little bit different than the last rye we had.
I knew Matt Lysen. He sold life insurance.
Okay. Well, I don't think he does, but here we go. Let's get the nose up.
So from a color perspective, this looks a little older than 3 years.
6.
So, oh, and that's right. It's 6 years, right?
Yeah, it's 6 years. And it smells... Ooh, I picked up a little bit of caramel.
Yep.
And then I pick up, you pick up a little ethanol.
Or definitely, there is definitely some alcohol forward.
There's a little, menthol. Wow. I mean, it is a high proof rye. There's no doubt about it. And I got to taste this chilled each time we pulled this out of the barrel. It was just, this is the rye that actually started changing my mind that I could like ryes. Really? Pulling this and thiefing this straight from the barrel.
Well, when he said maple sugar on the label, I'm like, well, no wonder Jeff liked it.
Yeah. That's there it. We go. All right. So, let's see. Someone, Kathy Wright Heisel joined us. Hey, Kathy. All right. So, well, there you go. The nose here, it's average. It's nothing exceptional. I'm not getting exception, but it's there. You.
Oh. It's, at least it's got a nose.
Yeah, it has one.
It There's has one. A nose. It's,
Right.
I don't hate it. I definitely get a little sense of like a creaminess to it. I don't know how to describe it. It's definitely got a creaminess on the nose.
It's so freaking good.
We pause now so Jeff can have a mouthgasm.
I mean, it's good. Yeah. Comparison-wise, there's no comparison between the two. They're so essentially different.
They are definitely different.
But this is now the kind of rye you know. I mean, there's caramel.
So, yeah, I get a Getz's, like a caramel cream.
Oh, God. It's the mouthfeel on this is so... It's not over-rich for that proof. So you want to keep drinking more. And then there's just the hug's almost perfect. It doesn't make your stomach feel full. You know, barrel proofs are just so rich and whatever, you can't drink that much. But this one is right there with, you just want to keep drinking it.
So, you know what I would say here is the carpet matches the drapes.
Oh.
So that sense of that creamy, almost those are, caramel.
Are you trying to fight? Those are fighting words. Bring that up on this podcast. Or this tasting.
But the carpet does match the drapes here.
Yeah, it does.
The nose on this.
The nose is turning way caramely now.
It is, actually. Yeah, I get
it's
that.
Really, now it's really
some open. Caramel cream. Still got that spiciness. It's still ethanol.
Oh, yeah. This is like every aspect of rye that's good, like the spiciness and the boldness, and then you stick it in a bourbon. That's what this is. This is a special bottle. I knew it was a special bottle. I went through a lot to get this particular bottle. You see this around. In my opinion, you want to pick it up. I don't think there's too many people who like bourbon or rye that would not like this.
I would agree with that.
So, all right. So let's start off with the nose. You can give it the nose.
I'm going to give this nose a 20. I like the nose. It's not super complex. I get ethanol, caramel, cream.
A little menthol.
I got it that early, but I don't get it now.
It's more replaced with caramel cream.
Yeah.
Like, just caramel cream.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm
it's
smelling.
It's like, it's not what a rye smells
no.
like. All right.
No, but I like it.
I'll give the nose a 22 on that. Yep. A 20 also.
There you go.
Did you get that, or did you think I gave it a 22?
No, I thought you I speak tiny.
Speak tiny.
I speak tiny.
All right. Austin Griffith is watching, too. So, hey, Austin. I'm enjoying that. So, the taste. All right, body. Okay, the body for me is like a 24.
So, for me, it's a 20. It's full, but it's not as full as some others that we've had. In the past,
it's stinging my cheeks.
But yeah, I've also had the benefit of doing a rinse in between some of these, so I'm gonna go with a 20 for me.
Okay.
It definitely fills the mouth, but it's really light to me.
Okay. What are you going with taste?
You know what? I'm on the fence. I really like this taste.
Now the chocolate's coming out on the finish.
See, I don't get chocolate.
I wasn't getting it until just now. This one just hit dark chocolate.
So that flavor that you just got, I got a little anise, which is what I think I'm interpreting that as.
Okay.
Not my favorite. But again, it's not a bad flavor. I like that caramel cream.
Yep.
It's surprising out of something that says rye on a label.
Right.
I think I'm going to go 17.
I will do for the taste of 23.
Wow. You really like this.
It's the best rye I've ever tasted in my life.
Wow.
And it's weird because maybe it's because of the anticipation. You know what I mean? Actually being part of the whole process, knowing it was there, waiting for it, getting it. But it's still, when I taste it, it doesn't taste like any rye that I've ever tasted before.
Yeah.
But it has, like, even in the finish, there's a rye aspect in the hug.
There is a little bit of a hug. There's definitely a rye finish. The rye comes forward in the finish, not on the
palate. I mean, honestly, tonight, if I was to pick a bourbon or a whiskey that we were tasting so far of the six we did, I'm walking away with this at the moment.
Now, value wise, what was this bottle?
This bottle was the same thing. I believe it was $93, so it was like $89, $89.99.
So for me,
not bad.
I would probably leave this on the shelf at 90. I would probably buy this at 60, but I'm not in love with it like you are.
Right, right.
For me, the finish, it's weird. It's a very light finish, but it's a long finish.
Yeah.
I'm not used to those two things coming together. Usually when you have a light finish, it ends pretty
well. I think the finish is the lowest aspect of it. I would give it a 19 on the finish.
And I'm like a 13.
Okay.
I think it's just pretty average.
57. Okay, but and I'm at 57, 66 plus.
You're at 80.
What?
Are you at 80?
I did 24, 23, 20, oh, yeah. and 19. So 40, 39, and 47. 86?
Yep.
So I'm at 86 and you're at what? 70?
What am I at? 70.
So we go down to
78.
There you go. So we give it a 78 out of 100.
You know what this bottle would be great for? I'm like being dead serious. If you were going to line up just an absolute like blind tasting, or you were going to do a tasting,
yeah,
like a tasting event, to put something on the table that I think a bourbon lover would go, oh, well, that's interesting. I think this would be a great
bottle. I think every rye we tasted tonight on the Whiskey and Tiny's rapid tasting so far would be a great blind tasting for people, because each one in itself has been so different. So, yeah. All right, everybody, that's what we give it, 78 out of 100. And make sure we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. And then also visit us on as the Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast on all major podcast formats. And there we go. So, cheers.
Cheers.
Remember, good bourbon, good rye, good whiskey equals good times, good friends. Go out and
live your life dangerously.
All right, next. We got the last one now, guys. One more to go. One more to go.
Wow. That really does have a spiciness to it.
I know. That's what I like the spiciness with the flavor, whereas you get that spiciness with the other flavor, it's just like so off-putting for me. One last one to go. Let's see. I'll just put this.
And that's the coffee whiskey, right?
No. It's not.
Are you sure? Because I could have swore it was coffee whiskey.
It's what Tiny likes, Old Carter. Hey, everybody, we're set up. Oh, look it. We got a little push right here.
Go pop.
We are on the seventh rapid tasting of the night. We could do a review quick before we go. We
put some of them away.
Yeah, but we started off with
Dickel.
The Dickel Leopold blend. Then we went to
Henry Seip.
Henry Seip, which is the Hard Truth. Then we went to
Remus.
Remus, which was
Reserve Batch Number 6.
Right? Bourbon.
Yep.
And then we went to, What was four?
It was another rye.
Yeah, it was a rye. Which rye?
Well, we did Laws.
Well, Laws was 5, cast strength. And then 6 was the
Watershed.
The Watershed's, but then the other rye was, I think I put that, was it back here? There was the Dickel? Oh, it was the Double Barrel.
That was the Seip.
That was the Seip? All right. Anyways, so
we lost a bottle somewhere, but that's what happens.
If you've been watching the whole time, you would know what it was. So here we go. So the last one we're going to be doing is Old Carter, and this one is kind of rigged. This is rigged because if there's one brand that Tiny like is Old Carter. Ever since I had my first Old Carter, there hasn't been one I didn't like. Some are better than others, but it's just an amazing what Sherry and Mark Carter do as far as blending. They bring in Indiana whiskey and do a wonderful job. Sherry's palate is amazing. So we are about to do our last Whiskey and Tiny's 10-minute tasting, and here we go.
All right.
Boom. Yeah.
Hey, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Whiskey. This is
Tiny. we flipped that one around real quick. Anyways, we are on our last tasting of the night. We usually do these in rapid tasting succession.
Yeah, and otherwise we would pass out. We would, yeah.
We could be, but at the same time, what we're doing right now is Old Carter.
This is March 22. This is the most recent batch. 23, I'm sorry. This is the end of the year 22 batch that's now being sold now.
Yes, and you picked this up where?
That was in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Yep, you picked it up out of Maryland. You saw it, called me up and said, and you picked it up, and we're rapid tasting this. And it is a rigged rapid tasting because, honestly, this is my favorite brand at the moment. It's right. Booker's and Old Carter are the two things that I really love. And it's a cask strength, and Whiskey's going to give you some info on this baby. So,
interestingly enough, the folks at Old Carter actually are winery people. They have a winery out in California.
Well, they were going around buying barrels and of whiskey for a long time.
And they decided to get into the bourbon business. Mm-hmm. And so they started this Old Carter label. This is...
If you really want to give a good history, they actually were involved with Kentucky Owl and Dixon Deadman and getting that up and running, and then started Old Carter.
So this is Old Carter now has a tasting room in Louisville.
Yes.
And this is actually bottled in Louisville, I think, at their facilities.
What was really cool is Spanky, one of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, was down when we did our barrel pick at the Spirit of French Lick to pick it up. And he went over to Old Carter's tasting room, and it was closed. But there was a woman out there getting some fresh air. And he started talking to her, and before you knew it, it was Sherry Carter that he was talking to.
Oh, nice.
So kind of a cool experience right there, just going there when they're closed and getting to talk to the person who is fantastic at blending.
And this one interesting thing about Old Carter is every batch has its own tasting notes. It's very unique from one another. These are what I would call ultra small batches. They typically don't run a ton of bottles. For the distribution that they have.
We were talking about it last night, and it's about 10 to 12, 13 barrels, depending on what the batch is.
So, for instance, this is batch 3 PLDC. This is bottle number 25 of 1,068.
Right.
And it is bottled at 117 proof.
There you go.
So, this was a fresh crack. So,
you showered.
Yeah.
That's why your crack's fresh.
It is, yeah.
Because that's the only fresh crack that...
You feel that coming right out of there?
Yeah, I felt... I smelt that crack.
Okay. There you go. So, I'll let Tiny Pappy have the honors as he fills his glass to the top of the rim. I'm looking forward to capping this evening off with just a delightful bourbon. So,
yeah,
I got the cork.
I'll put her back up there. All right. So we're about to do on our rapid tasting. So it's simple. We give 25 points per category of four categories of nose, body, taste, and finish. Total scores are added up, divided by two.
Wow. These legs are so thick. It is stupid.
Yeah. This is at 117 proof. This is barrel proof. Now, their batches, Sherry... basically stays up at night and changes the batches in the middle of the night. I mean, it's just insane what she puts forward to make these batches. And Old Carter was our podcast last night with Supernash, so I know a little. That's where a lot of the information's coming from because did a little bit of research on that one.
I almost joined their tasting room, but it wasn't quite.
Oh, this is an interesting nose.
So I will say this. Legs are super thick. It's got a great amber color. So there's no age statement on this. Old Carter will eventually tell you what's in it. Sometimes you got to go to their website. But
I'm getting pepper. Ooh, it's very peppery. Get a little bit of smokiness and caramel at the top.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe some Ooh, there was the caramel.
Yeah, I'm getting caramel.
This has got to breathe. I mean, when you're dealing with a...
Yeah, it's starting to open up as it sits.
Yeah. There it is. The pepper's going in the...
Well, and that's, like I said, fresh crack.
Milk duds.
Milk duds. Man.
Total milk duds. Yeah.
I could see a little cocoa. I don't think it's very strong for me, but I could see it. Definitely some caramel.
Yeah, but after we drink this and then go back...
So a little graham cracker for me.
Okay. After all those ryes. Oh.
It's nice. That's nice.
Well, we're back to bourbon. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I love bourbon. Ryes are like having an...
Yeah, I don't care if
rye. In my opinion, rye are like the vegetable platter that comes on the tray before your dinner. Then you have dinner, and then bourbon's the dessert.
Yeah, for me, rye are like the vegetable tray that your aunt brings where the celery's all dried out.
I'm just trying to pull radish out of one of them. That's my goal.
I'll bring you back coffee whiskey again. Oh, man, the longer this sits, just the better that nose gets.
Picked up a little bit of oak, too, on that one.
See, the caramel's just opening up so much for me.
Caramel and cherry. So it's caramel oak, man, like the woodish oak tannin. All right.
That finish is awesome.
Yeah, I would have to say. Long.
And it just slides. It slides all the way down your throat. It's so good.
All right, let's go.
You want to pour the rest of yours in my glass again?
No. After this is done, I'm going to let you taste 9.
Nice.
Because that was good.
That's been the highest rated batch I think they've ever made.
I was talking with the guy. He wasn't sure about 9, but 9 was insane.
Okay, so I'm going first, or are you going first?
You go first.
So nose. I'm going to give this nose a 21. I like the nose. I like the caramels.
Ooh, the nose. Go one more time. Sniff it one more time.
I will say this. The longer this sits, the better.
I'm
the
just nose getting, getting. I just got, the nose is caramel, but I got a toasted, like caramel, like if you took caramel and spread it on toast with butter. There was a toasted...
Technically, that would be toffee.
Yeah. I just also...
You know what? I can see... I
just got you know the what? Bread, the toasted bread smell.
So, the top of the glass, I'm getting the butter.
Yeah.
The top of the glass, it literally smells
for
like,
me was a 19, but I just smelled it again, and it just went to a 23. The nose is fantastic. It was hard to get out
at
first. How
the hell can you get butter all of a sudden? I mean, but it's butter to me.
With toast, butter, and caramel. I mean, you know how you make the cinnamon, cinnamon toast, but just imagine making caramel toast where you
take
butter.
Maybe we should edit 5 minutes and then come back and see what the smells like.
Well, that would, but if we do that, no, we're just going to go off of this. So I'm going 23 on the nose. You going 21 still, or did you get that butter and it raise it a little bit?
No, I got the butter, but I just. You still think it's 21.
All right. I mean, let's taste it now that it's been.
God, that is really good. Oh, you know what?
She knows what she's doing. Liquid.
Little bit of ethanol for it for me.
Well, there is definitely on the now, as far as the body's probably the weakest thing because this is. For 117 proof, it's smooth. It's
not filling the whole
it's
mouth.
It's silky. Right.
That's
right.
A great word for it. It's silky.
It's
it just wants to slide down to the go.
And I think there's something to say when you put out 117 proof and you can make it silky smooth.
Yeah.
And not make it so
nobody's
that
gonna get,
everybody's not burning their taste buds off.
Nobody's gonna make the bourbon face, right? I don't think anybody's making the bourbon face at this. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. So that the whole, drinkability in there.
That's never going to happen here.
So what would you say? Let's go body. I'm going to do a 19 on the body.
Yeah, I think I'm a 17 on the body. It's a little light for me.
So what are you on the taste?
I love this taste.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go 23. This is, I get just the ever lightest hint of vanilla. It's just this great caramel. It's actually more butterscotch for me.
Yeah, I do, but it's like a butterscotch toffee mix.
Yeah.
And it's like liquid. You want to say caramel, then you're like, maybe toffee. Nope, it's not toffee. It's butterscotch. It's all of them.
Yeah.
It's really good. Which so 23, I would concur with 23.
23 for me.
Now for the finish is...
So no hug. Not for me.
I'm getting a hug.
Yeah, I don't get a hug.
I'm like hugged. I'm warm inside.
Oh, Jeff, I need a hug.
Drink it. I drank my whole thing. Maybe you get a hug if you take a bigger gulp. There you go.
Nope. It's all nope. Just finished. No.
That's weird. Anyways.
No hug for me. It's the story of my life. I married a cold woman.
Oh, you just shouldn't go there. All right. So what are you going to give it on the finish?
I absolutely love this finish. And I'll tell you what I love about it. This is like double sugared kettle corn for me. Just the flavors. It's like when you're at the fair and that dude's got that big pot that you're sure nobody's cleaned in like 16 years. And he is just tossing that corn with all that syrup and everything. All those smells that you get, kind of like the heat. There's a little bit of popcorn burning. So you get that smokiness and you got all that sugary stuff that's going into caramel. This is liquid kettle corn, but it's sugary, more sugary than that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give it a 23.
I will give the finish a 22. That gets me to 84.
Oh hell, I'm at 84 as well.
I think you're higher.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Cause I was 19.
I had a 19 and a 21, and you had a 19
and a 21. And then I had a 17 and a 23. No, yeah. So I'm at 80.
84, 82. So we give it an 82.
Yeah.
There you go. Old Carter. You can't go wrong. Beautiful, beautiful bourbon.
Yeah. So let's talk about value. I love Old Carter. But this bottle was $217 plus tax, so it makes it like $244.
And if you're going to pick it up in Kentucky, it's going to be $300. So just so you know, in my opinion, because of you're only talking about 1,000 bottles, and the actual...
And they only release like four times a year.
But what you got to remember is that you got somebody with a fantastic palate. They produce, like, we're giving, you. I 84, 82, I mean, it was 84, 80, which was an 82, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that would give this 100, because it's barrel strength, and it's good. I mean, it's a good overall, it might not be the best Old Carter that I've had, but some people think this is barrel strength, so they're appealing to everybody that's buying, and only 1,000 people per batch, or in one batch it was 3,000, 2,000, whatever their batches are, with that double oaked one for 14 that they put out. It was a double oak batch, and that batch had 3,000 bottles. But they sell out. So the price matches what the demand is, because they're producing such good bourbon consistently. Now,
so here's the thing.
And you got to remember, they aren't distilling, they're blending. They're blending stuff they're buying. And when they're buying, they have to buy good shit to be able to come out with this. And good shit just keeps going up and up and up and up when you're buying.
Yeah.
Opposed to Beam, they're not buying shit. They're using stuff that they made when it was cheaper 8, 10 years ago. So they can produce something at 95, but these, they rely on a supplier to them because they're not doing their own distilling, so you're going to pay more. And that's why, that's where it comes in.
Here's my sense on value. If you can buy this,
just so you know, we're cutting this off the Tiny's 10-minute tasting. So, okay. Or not, I mean, the Whiskey Tiny Rapid Tasting, we're going to cut this part off. We can keep talking, though, because we're just having a goddamn blast.
If this was on this, so if this was a secondary price of $250, I think people would pay that all.
Well, the secondary price is $300, $330.
Or even more. I've seen it as high as $400.
Right. Some of the batches. But because it's so expensive right off the bat and people, whatever, you walked into a store and were able to obtain it.
Well, but they only had 6 bottles and we bought the first 3 that they sold because it was truck day.
There you go. Good. You always are in the right place at the right time.
I bet we were.
So
I would say, I mean, here's the thing.
See, look, did you cut out?
I died.
Oh, you died. No wonder we have nobody. So Jared Britt said, have you tried Australian whiskey? I have not yet.
No, I
haven't. And thank you for watching, Jared. We appreciate that.
I've drank some whiskey with Australians. I don't think that counts.
Nope. And we have a couple Australians now, part of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Thanks for watching. All right. So
anyway, value-wise, I mean, I think
you pay for it.
You pay for this quality.
Yes, you do. And they have to. So I really think they honor what's coming out of your pocketbook.
And I'm going to make a bold statement right now. I would put this on par with Buffalo Trace Antique Collection.
Yeah, it's up there with that, or even a Pappy. I mean, there's some Pappies that, I mean, although we haven't had that much Pappy, but at the same time, this is. I mean, Pappy is not barrel strength. I mean, you're talking. You got a
107.
117. You get 10 more proofs out of it, and it would be great to add a little bit of water to this, see what it would do.
This would be very similar to like a George T. Stagg. It's not William LaRue Weller for me.
William LaRue. That made me cry. That was some damn good shit. We need to obtain a bottle. We'll just split it.
We.
Together. I mean, I'll pay half, you pay half. And
if we could get one at retail, I would do that all day long. But
I would even pay a little bit more for William Lou.
The problem is the secondary, and that's $1,500. That's just steep.
Well, all Buffalo Trace is just steep, but it's just then being at the right place at the right time again.
All I can say is Mark and Sherry, I mean, are putting out a great bottle. If you could buy it at retail, I think if you could buy it at retail and you're not a person that balks at bourbon over $50, this is one you could put in your collection. You could save for special occasions. Unfortunately, we don't have this distribution to Australia, so your guys are out.
Special occasions.
Hold on.
Unfortunately,
there we go. I'll take it down.
But if this was a $50 bottle, I just picked up in the secondary for $240.
Yeah.
I think I would go, Jeff, I got a bottle of Carter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the fact that it's on the shelf at $240 just means that Mark and Sherry are smart enough to try and get some of that money for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, so, definitely. They've picked out and done a good product, and I think they're priced where the quality of what their bourbon is. Good job tonight. Here we go. Finished up with fireworks once again. 82 for the old Carter and the Scotchy Bourbon Boy. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
I'm Tiny.
I'm Whiskey.
And remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com.
You can get yourself some Glencairns with Scotchy Bourbon Boys on them. We do ship. We got t-shirts.
And maybe more hoodies coming soon.
Hoodies coming. So yeah, we're gonna have hoodies just in time for summer.
Well, by the time we have hoodies, it'll be the fall. So there you go.
But we appreciate everybody joining in and tuning in to join us here, and all those that listen in the future to the podcast as you're driving in your cars and whatnot. So
we're on all major podcast formats.
We are. You can find us everywhere. We're like termites.
And we also are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So check us out there. And remember,
good bourbon
Good times.
Good friends. You can say it.
Equals good rye whiskey. No. And remember.
Unless Jeff doesn't like it and it tastes like oniony dill pickle buttholes.
There was no onion in there, so. But anyways, and there was no buttholes. But at the same time, remember to go out there and live your life.
Dangerously.
Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Show me. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't start right away.
Yeah, I started, but
let's try. Is your speaker off?
Yeah, because I turned it down, remember?
Oompa, oompa, oompa. We need Oompa Loompas dancing across the bottom of the screen.
Or Jim Morrison.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, show me.
I bet you he's not dancing much. He's dead.
To the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right.
All right, you need to go.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.